The Chemical Reporter.
Hello, this is Jeff again, your Chemical Reporter. Our current question is from Alexander in Würzburg, Germany. He would like to know, how does a fluorescent lamp work? Everyone knows of the lamps that give us light in a restroom or at the office, for example. We usually think of a light bulb when thinking of light. Yet a light bulb has very little in common with these fluorescent tubes. In a light bulb, the light is generated by a filament. On the other hand, in a fluorescent light, a gas is stimulated, causing it to illuminate. Its glass tube is mainly filled with mercury steam. If you flip the light switch, electrical tension builds up inside the tube. Electrons freely fly through the glass tube and collide with the mercury atoms in the steam. Simultaneously, electrons at the core of each mercury atom get knocked out of their track, and the gas becomes an electrical conductor. The actual illuminating moment then takes place when one of the free-flying electrons is again captured by a mercury atom. During this process, energy in the form of light is released. Are you ready for the surprising part? The lamp creates light, but the room remains dark. Mainly UV, or ultraviolet light, is produced, and this is invisible to the human eye. Now, chemistry comes into play. The interior wall of the glass tube is coated with a fluorescent or self-illuminating layer. This fluorescent coating transforms invisible UV light, making it visible for us to see. Thus the name fluorescent lamp. Halophosphate is frequently used in simple fluorescent lamps. They produce a light with a blue-green tinge. Objects seen in this kind of light look strange or artificial. In order to get a form of light comparable to natural sunlight, you have to combine different luminescent materials. For example, different phosphate compounds like aluminates and borate. Together, they give off a pleasant white light that reflects colors well and looks natural. Sometimes, nevertheless, a special color is desired. Meat at the butcher's counter, for example, looks more appetizing with a reddish light. Advertising in store windows encourages us to buy when a slight orange or pink lighting is used. And plants thrive best in an environment containing a high percentage of blue and red light. Me, I can recover well when there's no light at all, so I'm going to take a short nap. Until next week, with another reason to listen up, this is Jeff, your Chemical Reporter, saying ciao for now.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.